Hello, and welcome back to Cabincast Reacts. I'm Oliver, and I'm joined by Tom.
Hello.
And Chris.
Hello.
And we are back with more. In fact, the last episode of Star Wars Visions Season 2. This one is called Orr's Song. Might be pronounced differently, but... Yeah, Triggerfish, which is an African animation studio, apparently the leading African animation studio. They've done a bunch of stuff. They've done one thing called Seal Team, which looks like it's a seal team made out of seals, which actually looks kind of amazing. So I'm going to have to try and watch that. But yeah, again, looks like kind of lots of short things. Stickman, which sounds familiar to me. Lots of interesting stuff. They've got at least two of the top five highest grossing South African films ever. I'm guessing SA means South African. So that's pretty cool. Lots of award winning BAFTA animation stuff. Things like that. Let's see what this last one has to offer. And then we'll be done with Visions. Starting in 3, 2, 1, now.
The Lucasfilms. We're also watching this one in English because there is no Afrikaans.
Mm-hmm.
You could do it in Dutch.
You could do it in Dutch. That's also assuming that we don't know what the language for the company would be.
Yeah.
So it could be English or it could be Afrikaans.
Or was once rich with force attuned Kyber.
One of many native tongues.
Sith poisoned it, leaving corrupted with blood red glow of the dark side. But a couple of Kyber stories, in fact, this season.
Yeah, lots of Kyber stories.
Three? Four?
Mm-hmm. And only one Jedi story.
Only one straight up Jedi story.
This might have some Jedi stuff in it.
Might
probably
be.
Probably will. This should ought to be very unique because it will be an African take.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's also stop motion,
awesome. It does certainly look...
Oh, it looks very pretty.
At least in the start of stop motion, if it's not actual stop motion.
Indeed.
Oh, it looks incredibly pretty.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. De William.
Then walk off the edge.
Zoom. That's quite the trek to make for your house. It's the best way to move things.
And they're that heavy. You've got to shuffle.
Owie.
Ow. Shiny.
Mm-hmm. That's a cool shot.
That's a very cool shot.
Ow.
I recognize her voice. Where do I recognize her voice from?
What's her name?
The actress is called Cynthia Erivo. She was in Chaos Walking, but I never watched that.
No. Mm-hmm. She's about to be in Wicked.
Uh-huh.
She is Elphaba in Wicked, which is Wicked. That's the main. That is the Wicked.
Yeah. One Wicked to rule them all.
Yeah. As in, that's the green one.
Yeah.
The Wicked Witch.
That's a big boy.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a growth. Oh, so that's just a rock.
Oh, that's hello.
That's cute.
It's a bug.
Goodbye, little louse. Yeah. Then 100 of them burst out of that hole. Oh no, what are you doing, Alan?
Child. I mean, I think she's heeding the call is what she's doing, but...
Heeding the call?
Answering. Well, last time a child heeded the call in one of these flats, it was a very bad decision.
Okay.
Not everything it that is. Calls you is to be trusted.
It's like the singing towers of Divinium.
Singing towers of Jabin? What?
Divinium.
Oh, Drillium. That makes more sense. Like, Jabin is definitely not.
You'll find out when we watched more Doctor Who, Chris.
I see.
Slash, you remember, and then find out. Do not fall, child. Child.
Slide, child. It's the perfect slide for you. Yeah. Oh.
No helmet Ooh. For you.
Oh, someone's going to be really annoyed that their helmet's been stolen and lost.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you supposed to be working, child?
The mites.
The mice.
They're showing her the
rock
way.
Mice, maybe.
Rock mice.
No, lice.
Mice.
The subtitle said they were lice.
They're cute. They don't get to be. Lices aren't cute. These
there they are, woodlouse.
That is true. Woodlouse are cute. Your point has been taken. But they're also not true mites.
Keep speaking near the mountain.
Yeah.
Eventually, the
mountain. The
mountain
that
to you.
Is apparently, according to the synopsis, the start of the synopsis, filled with bled kyber crystals.
Uh-huh. Oh,
that's a lot.
That is a lot.
Damn, why didn't the Jedi use this place instead of... Ilum, this is far nicer.
Ooh.
Apart from the fact they're all bleeding. Man, the Sith who did this must have been, like, a massive arsehole. I know that's, like, the bare minimum for a Sith to be included.
That's pretty.
But... it's really pretty. Maybe they just wanted to make a really pretty mine.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, the crystals have turned into bombs.
Mm-hmm.
What's They're that angry. Mysterious ticking noise?
It's a pipe bomb. Uh-oh. Push down.
What's that mysterious ticking noise?
Come on, we need one without any deaths. Oh.
There she is. That's what she sensed the, like, white kyber crystal in her. When now she just looks like a Jedi.
I think that might be the point.
She was purifying them. Success. Poor song. It looks like a Ghibli shot. Nice.
Oh no. I think I might know what happens to this world in the future. Those were big Kyber crystals.
They were very big Kyber crystals.
Well, I can imagine, yeah, what they're going to be used for.
Mm.
That was nice. No one died!
No one died. Everybody lived. Everybody lived. That was very sweet. That was lovely.
Great success. Everybody lives.
Mm.
It's cool to see the other side of Kyber crystals, the corruption of them and everything. How they can be maybe fixed.
Indeed.
And yeah, just really cool, unique animation. The lighting when they had the actual like Kyber crystals is really pretty. Very, very nice. And just overall a nice thing. Nice little one to end on.
Indeed.
With some Jedi stuff, but again not the center of anything, more the background of it all. And yeah. That was Visions 2. Very fun. Very cool.
Now yeah. We just need the final or third act, depending on how they want to go with this.
Yeah. I mean, there's, you could do so many more, but yeah. It'd be interesting to see how they did more. But yeah, we'll leave this one here. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Cabincast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under Cabincast and on YouTube. There are those there on my mind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cabincast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.